what's going on in the Capitol and how it affects you. State Senator Tony Wong joins Melissa in the morning right now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's interesting. It was in our news at the beginning of this week. AT&T this month revealed there was a data breach in April of 2024 impacting nearly all of its cell phone customers, which, of course, includes many here in Connecticut. The company has approximately 115 million subscribers. So what are we doing in Connecticut to better protect people from hacking crimes? According to State Senator Tony Wong, nothing. And in fact, he's an appointee to Connecticut's Cybersecurity Task Force and is here now to talk about why local efforts to prioritize cybersecurity seem to be failing so far in our state. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. It's been a busy morning listening to you. It is important to address this issue, but let me be clear. It's not as though we're not doing anything. The challenge is obviously our Department of Public Safety, state, federal, and local are very, very sensitive and concerned about cybersecurity. But my frustration is there was a cybersecurity task force that would have included a vast kind of collection of experts from all across the industry to really kind of delve in and find out best practices and really get some real solutions from multiple ideas, very similar to the task force that was kind of created to talk about artificial intelligence that mm-hmm. we were full speed ahead, which I was a part of. My frustration was that was a cybersecurity task force that was passed nearly a year and a half ago, and I was the only appointee. None of my colleagues from the Democratic side that had appointees in the governor's office made any appointments. So that task force never convened.
So that's the first thing, Senator Wong. When I saw your press release on Friday, which, by the way, you were the only one that I got a press release in regards to the AT&T situation, and obviously a very busy news weekend after what happened with the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. You were the only one. I would have had no idea if not for your press release. So thank you for that. But I didn't even know Connecticut had a cybersecurity task force. I didn't even know that was something that was in the works or existed.
Yeah, that was statutorily passed. And unfortunately, for whatever the reason, we never convened it. And that's been the frustration in the sense. So I wanted to clear, we are trying to do something, but the task force would have complemented and brought in the best talent from across all sectors to really find some solutions. And the problem ultimately related to cybersecurity is this. It's not nearly as sexy as AI, but the reality is it is so much more significant. When you think about this AT&T breach, this occurred in April, and we're finding out about it in July.
Yep.
And it's saying that nearly all of the customers' data were downloaded from a third-party platform on the cloud. And the point was, we knew nothing about it from AT&T until mm-hmm. now.
Right.
And the concern is ultimately that these are data breaches of people's personal phone numbers and activities that is now being out there that is at risk. Now I'm also hearing that AT&T paid the hackers to erase those files at a significant dollar amount. So the reality is there's a real lack of transparency. There's a real lack of just letting people know what's happening so that they can protect themselves against fraudulent data abuses. But this is not just about AT&T. Cyber attacks has occurred against businesses. People forget that it was maybe about 4 or 5 months ago that CDK, which is the largest provider of specialty information to all of our auto dealers.
Correct.
Was hacked and compromised. And as a result, all of our car dealers, which relied on this system for transactions, literally had to go back to pen and paper.
Right, exactly.
To be able to do transactions. It was a serious breach in regards to our businesses. And you heard very little about it other than the fact that people were inconvenienced when they were looking to buy new and used cars or exchange transactions. Another thing that doesn't get a lot of news is, would you believe that the city of New Haven school district was hacked and lost nearly $6 million from transactional until they found out they were trying to recover the money from this kind of a error. But many of our schools were compromised, and public communities, towns, were subject to ransomware that occurred multiple times in the state of Connecticut.
Right. Senator Wong, we have hospital systems that have been hacked, including here in Connecticut. We've had banks that have been hacked. I mean, I think the thing that is frustrating, which is I think what you're getting at, is that we for some reason have this mentality of it's not going to be me, which I think is really astonishing. I understand, obviously, that AI, we want to get ahead of it, right? I mean, it's an emerging technology. It is in some ways very exciting, but also terrifying, which is, an interesting balance there. So I'm not discrediting the fact that we have a focus on AI. I think that's a good thing. I think it's good that, people like you, Senator Maroney, are focused on that. That's a good thing. But I do find that we are falling short on not just letting huge entities like auto dealers, like hospital systems, like banks, like cellular providers, even at the local level, individuals, if you have a device on you right now, and if you don't think you are at risk of a data breach or a hacking situation, you are fooling yourself. And I think the fact that our state, has the intention of, let's check a box and say we created a task force, but we're not going to do anything with it, I think that's horrific. I think that's awful.
Well, I couldn't have said it better, Melissa. And the challenge is the state of Connecticut nearly 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago was a leader nationally in cybersecurity. Art House, who has national security expertise, was a Connecticut resident that and I'll give credit to Governor Malloy, who established a cybersecurity czar. And we were at the forefront of national cybersecurity. And somehow I think we've dropped the ball. Now, the federal government has done a very poor job in regards to a cybersecurity czar. But you simplify it, Melissa, by making it people understand this affects them, because cybersecurity is data breaches, it's ransomware, but it's also interesting what you said earlier in the Better Business Bureau, the bots and the embedded use that people do the links and the I don't even know the clicks
right.
Of interesting news, but people don't realize that we have bots embedded into our computer system, personal computer systems, which sits dormant but monitors everything that you do.
Well,
it's
very scary. We're talking about cybersecurity with Senator Tony Huang. And if you were listening to my show just a couple of weeks ago, maybe even less than that, we had our cybersecurity expert on the show. And I was talking to Dr. Vahid Bezadon about this. There was a new report, a study that was done by QR Code Generator, and it showed Connecticut at the top of the list for most at risk for health data breaches. In fact, it analyzed each state's number of health data breaches between the years 2009 and 2024, and Connecticut was at the number one spot. We had the highest rates of health data breaches in that time frame, 71% above the national average. So again, that's just for hospital systems. We're not even talking about the other things we just noted, Senator Huang. So what would you suggest the task force could be doing right now in Connecticut? What protections could we be putting in place? What confidence could we renew for people? Because people are going to hospitals and not wanting to give their information. People are going to banks and not wanting to keep investing their money. People are scared, understandably so. So what can we do?
There is an urgency because this kind of a data breaches impacts people now. It impacts their personal and financial as well as private health data. It really is an incredible invasion of privacy that you trust these entities to be secure when you give them information. And for it to be out there creates an urgent impact right now. So the task force was tasked with collecting some of the best expertise in regards to cybersecurity from across the country. Connecticut is very fortunate through our military operation, financial and insurance institutions, and many of the various entities that have great expertise to be able to kind of collect a task force to look at a broader basis of how we can provide information expertise. Because here's the deal. Great companies with great cybersecurity expertise is not going to let people know what they're doing, because that is the key to prevent cyber thieves from collecting data points, right, on how they can penetrate these kind of vulnerabilities. So my hope was to create that expertise in the task force so that we can share among all of ourselves, and particularly with state government, the expertise that industry had put in place and learned. The second part of it was to be able to share with the greater public the pervasiveness of data breaches, ransomware, and embedded bots everywhere in what they do. It's not just purely AT&T or a healthcare data, but it's people's own personal computers and phones.
Totally. Yeah.
That if you click on, and I was at a loss of words, the clickbait that's so pervasive, that's so enticing, and the various organizations or various clickbaits you get into, you just don't know which one of those embeds pots, and you know, bots or kind of the computerized software that gets into your system.
Right.
And it's really insidious because it just sits there dormant and impacts when they want to get your data points. So I think the other critical part is the consumer and general public. But here's the other part that's really, really important as well. Cybersecurity goes right into infrastructure and national security. Terrorists are looking at ways on how they can undermine our capabilities to protect ourselves. An example is our infrastructure of utilities, our infrastructure of communications. We had the 911 system go down for a couple
yes.
of hours.
Yep.
And people need to understand, all of our system is cyber-based as well as digitally based. The fact is, whoever controls the software and how we do things controls how we work.
Exactly.
If our infrastructure and utilities,
if that goes down, we all go down. Right, right, right.
And
correct.
That is far more insidious.
Yes.
I can simplify by individuals, by our personal data, financial, and loss of privacy and identity. But look at a greater level is anybody who wants to do ill to this country, all they need to do is access our grid
right.
and our power structure, as well as our data systems. They can compromise this country in devastation that we can't even compromise.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And my hope is the task force brings the best talent that we have in the state, in industry, to complement our very capable, Department of Public Safety, law enforcement, as well as technical expertise. Mr. Freeman,
right.
who runs CIO, the CIO for the state of Connecticut, is a tremendous talent. But we want to be able, through the task force, to complement, to bring the best of all we have to do what is best to protect the public and our communities.
Right. I mean, it's got to be a priority. It just has to be. It can't be sort of a waiting game. And, you know, we don't want to be reaction. We want to be proactive. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways from when you see something like this. We keep seeing it happening. But it's like we're almost waiting until the worst thing could possibly happen. And there's a detrimental outcome for Connecticut. And so I'm hoping that there, you know, this call to action, we do see something, you know, significant happen in the near future. Senator Wong, I want to thank you so much for speaking on this and really getting the word out there again over the weekend and really alerting the public about it and coming on the show to talk about it.
Absolutely. And you asked a question, I'll leave on this. Individuals can protect themselves. Sign up for for, you know, your security measures, sign up for data awareness to be sure that your personal data has not been compromised. There are many, many services out there. The bottom line is protect yourself by understanding and signing up for identity theft monitor insurance and things like that. It's all out there, but be aware that it exists, and it can happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm. And it is. Unfortunately, it is. It's literally happening all the time. Senator Huang, thank you. I always appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Of course.